Ag Stars. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
As a farmer, I'm really glad that I can be a part of the Ag Star Club.
For the past 16 years or so, young adults in West Tennessee have been taking part in what's referred to as Ag Star.
It is just a leadership class where we can learn more about the other end of agriculture. A lot of us are involved, in this class at least, on the producer end of agriculture. And something that often gets overlooked is the political side of agriculture and legislation and lobbying and how we get our voice to be heard. And so this is more so what this class is about. And it's really been a great asset because I do not know much about that side of the agriculture world.
24-year-old Kathleen Walker of Henry County is one of 12 members of this year's Ag Star class, a leadership development class for young people interested in our most important industry, agriculture. Chris Fowler is part of the class. He farms with his family in Weakley County.
A lot of what we've been talking about these first couple weeks is social media and how we can use that to reach specifically my generation and these younger generations. That's going to be very important moving forward because that's just the way we do things now, how we get information on a daily basis.
Sponsors of the Ag Star program are the West Tennessee Leadership Development Corporation, Farm Bureau, Tennessee Farmers Co-op, the Tennessee Soybean Association, UT Extension, USDA's Farm Service Agency, NRCS, and Farm Credit. Farm Bureau's Joe McKinnon says Ag Star has been going strong since 2001, trying to share an important message.
And the spread ag message, it's positive message. There's so much anti-ag messaging going on today, and so we work for them to do that. And then to get them a lot more comfortable in talking to and working with their legislators.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.